Go loud.
On the energy like this, do you?
Do you think I can just turn on energy, is it? Are you? Oh, and you look fantastic today, pal. Just putting that out there. I know people can't see it, but you are like a supermodel over there with them headphones on your head. Now, give it to us. Give us the skincare routine, the head shaved, the new clubber. Wow, rare.
Is this a little tactic you came up with? Because, oh, he's banned everything else, so let's just talk
about it. We've nothing else to talk about, so all I have to do is flirt with my cousin.
The only thing he doesn't want is people to know what he looks like. So let's go in and talk about what he looks like.
Oh, stop. I think you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm just putting that out there, pal.
You look great yourselves.
Don't be flirting, honestly.
The hair is looking...
It's getting longer. It's getting more out of hand.
Someone asked me the other day, would you let it just keep going? You know, like shoulder length. And I was like, no, I want this. Like, maintain this.
I haven't got anything off my hair now in weeks,
I'm
months.
Desperate need for a haircut here.
I am in desperate need. Yeah, in desperate need every 4 days, though.
Do you know what popped into my head on the way over here?
Oh, by the way, we need to stop saying... We need to change our words of Owen banning stuff on the podcast. Don't we? Don't we? Because you know someone, I'm waiting on a message. Oh, they're getting sent.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about
certain topics. I'm waiting on it. I'm going to be like, will you?
We're not allowed to talk about certain topics. And then when you see the list of topics, it's like animals.
Sharks.
Breakfast rolls.
Deep blue sea. Owen, what Owen looks like.
Crisps.
Yeah. And I think that's all solid content. I can't wait for Christmas to come around and we start rating the celebrations.
None of it though.
Again.
But we haven't done a proper in a long time.
We've done this 4 years.
I want a deep dive now, Terry. We never rated them
every
proper.
Every year we've done this on.
How many celebrations is that? Eight?
And when you see a guest will come in now on the 2nd of November, we'll be like, Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2? And it'll be like, is Die Hard a Christmas film? 4 years we've been doing this on. I'm over it. I'm over Christmas and all.
Yeah, but they change the celebrations. Remember they start putting stuff in, taking stuff out and all, bro. Start putting whole bars in it and all.
We see a bounty in a celebration box this year. How that hasn't been cancelled?
Do you know where I think there's a serious money maker in? You should be able to go onto the celebrations website and then select, I want eight galaxies. I want six Milky Ways. Do you know what I mean? Like customize.
Yeah.
And you can put your name. You can put your name on it. So I can be like, I'm going to get this for Owen as a little Christmas hamper and put like Owen, bang, hey, look, I'm out to get you. And then you get like 47 bounties.
That's a good idea.
That's fucking great.
Can we cut this and I'll just send this to Nestle or whatever. Forget everyone's out there listening to this. What popped into my head on the way over is, do you know the new Joker's coming out, the Joker 2? Did you see Joker?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I hated that.
Well, the second one's coming out and I'm really looking forward to going and seeing it, yeah. I thought the first one was class. Looking forward to the second one. We're slacking people like, oh, Graham from Tullamore has said, and we're like, Graham. Your man's name is Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
It's even worse. Like, he exists.
Is that Joe Quinn?
Joe Quinn Phoenix. But like, that's up there with one of the worst names I've ever heard, Terry. And we're slagging people named Bleeding Stephen and all. Like, do you know what I mean?
El Steel.
We're like, Stephen Ballyframe, that's a shite name. Walking Phoenix. And we're like, yeah. But sorry, that just popped into my head. I was like, I need to bring that up for the boys on the podcast.
Yeah, but his name is not, bravo, you're at the confusing me now. His name's not Walking.
It's Spanish.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Spanish.
It's Spanish for established by God.
Well, there you go.
Ooh, has a bit of a...
It is walking, though. Bro. It's Joaquin. Joaquin, yeah. Joaquin.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you bang a pole off another pole and it goes, wicking. Speaking of that, did you see in the Paralympics when they're playing football, the blind people playing football, and your man stands behind the goal, taps one goalpost and taps the other goalpost, so your man knows where the goal is to take the penalty. Unbelievable shit.
Fuck off.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
So like,
that sounds late.
Say this is the goal here. A fella comes behind, taps that, goes over the other side, taps that, and the fella is taking a penalty. 100% blind, so he knows where the goal is. I was like, how does he know where the ball is? class.
Impressive.
That is very impressive.
I think as well, the Paralympics is more impressive than the actual Olympics.
Obviously, bro. What are you on about?
What do you mean, obviously? There's fellas out there running 100 metres in 9 seconds, Terry.
Colin George was on the podcast, bro.
Yeah.
One arm and one leg. And do you see the clips of him playing table?
Yeah.
Oh, it's frightening how good that young fella is.
Yeah.
Frightening. He's in there openly talking about struggles to go up and get dressed, bro. And he's out here licking people. Boys, amazing to watch. And I'm like, how are you doing that?
But anyways, yeah, so I think that's more impressive.
Yeah, bro, yeah, yeah. A blind person scoring top corner from a penalty, bro, is so much more impressive than someone who's not blind scoring top corner on the penalty.
No, but I mean across all sports, all yeah. the games that they all doing, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, bro, if somebody does the high jump and they're blind, and somebody does it and they're not blind, obviously.
No, did you see a man doing the high jump with one leg?
No.
Have you not seen all
that's
this?
That's surely more of a benefit.
What, having one leg?
Would it not be, no?
How? Tell me how you would do the high jump. How do you do it?
Is that the yoke with the, you put the spike in
no,
the floor?
No, that's the pole vault.
Right, that's what I thought.
The high jump is when the bar is there and you have to run and jump over it. Your man has one leg, hops up and makes it over the fucking thing.
I don't think any athletic pursuit is easier with one leg.
Don't think the pole vault?
Well, you have to run up with
how are you
going to
get your momentum? Yeah. To run with the pole.
I was thinking like it'd be less weight, boys. Do you get me?
Yeah, but I think on balance. You'd probably
balance and form.
No, but actually on balance.
And you have to spring yourself up, so having two legs to push would be better.
Yeah, now the Paralympics is impressive, boys.
Any questions?
Yeah, we have a few. Would you ever consider doing a 2v2 on Mario Kart, talking bollocks versus stall it? The winners kiss the losers.
But then you're all still kissing.
He's also
yeah, actually. Yeah.
Like if I kiss Terrence, it's still Terrence kissing me.
Yeah. He's also sent this question to Stollett, so.
Can we not get the losers kiss each other?
It's a trick question.
That's a better one.
Yeah, it's waiting on us to jump in, I think. And be like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. We'd smoke them and all. And then in the end, we all have to kiss anyways.
Why? How could it be a trick question?
I thought it was like.
I fancy us in Mario Kart. I don't know what Terry's like, but I'm confident in my own abilities that I can get
across. What do I have to do?
Mario Kart. You,
you can forget him. You can forget him. Yeah. This is on you. You're gonna. Yeah. He's not winning this.
Can I get in the paso?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely on me. I used to have a good game of Mario Kart. Mario, do you never play Mario
Kart? It's all
Kart?
Just driving, is it?
Yeah.
Or is that running, is that missions in it?
No, it's just driving.
It's all driving, yeah.
I think the Grand Theft Auto, pal.
I'm like, when you rob people and stab them.
You can just take John McGuckin out of the car.
Yeah.
I fancy us in Mario Kart, yeah.
It's
yeah.
You against Darren Conway, I'd say, really. I think Darren's the gamer over there.
Still fancy me chances, yeah.
Oh, wait. I thought you meant like a real life Mario Kart. Do you get me?
Why would it be called Mario Kart?
So he means in the next world game, Darren Conway would smoke us.
No, probably in FIFA, yeah.
You wouldn't smoke me in FIFA.
Well, then, why are you not backing yourself here on Mario Kart? We beat him in Mario Kart. Yeah, get that going, get it set up.
We got to set up, boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
And come here, before we move on, actually, I want to give a shout out to the boys. They have a live show coming up, 20th of October. I missed that last one, but I was at the one before that, and it was a 10 out of 10. So get you that tickets, boys.
The show was class. My favourite joke ever was told on that stage. And we still bring her up, and it was the Henry the Tenth joke. And yeah. I swear to God, Owen, I know you snigger on your roll your eyes.
Amazing.
Owen, I was in convulsions laughing at that. That was hilarious.
I thought you'd enjoy the Barry joke more.
No.
The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I enjoyed the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I seen the Barry thing coming, but it was the other one, the other lifeline, with Who the Fuck? That was brilliant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That happened first, and then Joe rang Barry, and I was like, it's definitely going to disconnect or ring out. He's not going to answer, but brilliant.
Yeah.
The show is class. And are we getting free tickets?
God forbid you support, but yeah, we'll get some free tickets.
Fuck, yeah, grand. So we'll see you there, October 20th. There's a fancy dress.
I think it's going to be fairly...
Is it encouraged?
It's close to Halloween, so there's going to be kind of a...
Yeah, but like,
supernatural theme to things.
Are you encouraging the crowd to dress up?
If they want, they
if
can.
If they want,
like,
let's do it.
I'm excited, boys. I'm excited for us to announce a fucking show.
I think it's great going to someone else's show because you don't have to do anything. You just enjoy yourself.
But do you not get nervous?
For someone else?
Yeah.
No,
I get, but as well because I like the boys,
yeah.
I get nervous for them. I'm like, I hope they come out here and smash it. Do you get me? So, yeah. My brothers and all used to say to me and my mates, we'd be rattling before you come out the stage. Like, imagine if you forgot how to talk. You know, the natural things. I never got that until I went to the lad's show.
Yeah.
And before they walked out, I was a bit nervous. I was like, oh, I hope they come out and smash this.
I like it because you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, like, well, you know, yeah, like, the lads might do something. I'm like, oh, Owen is definitely doing this. And now Darden has to do that. And I'm like, I know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're in on the secret.
Yeah, there's background stuff to make sure no one's cancelled and the show goes on.
And nobody does.
Yeah.
Yeah, October 20th, Vicar Street.
Yeah, get your tickets.
It'll be a very good night. Next question for you. This is from David again, who gave you the Mario Kart question.
Good. Where did you say he was from?
He doesn't say. Okay. So his question is for you. What's embarrassing, but it shouldn't be? For me, he says, it's trying out a new exercise in the gym. I've no clue why it's embarrassing, but it just is.
Yeah, I get that. For me, it's buying credit.
Yeah.
I get an awful lot. And they'll be a bit like, I'd be like, can I get 30 euro on my trade?
What are you doing buying credit anymore?
I buy credit, bro.
What, 30 euro, you can get, there's plenty of places you can get it for like 10 or 15 quid, whatever, a month.
I'm with Gomo on to 10 a month, and I probably have a better deal than you. Probably get better, like a better package for a tenner.
Yeah, I don't know, boys.
I think you just like going down and talking to the old ones. Any chance? And she prints out the little yoke and putting in the 12 digit code and all.
I'd be a bit embarrassed, and always someone behind me in the queue goes, look at you buying credit.
Yeah. In fairness, Terry, I thought credit went out in like 24 then.
Yeah, bro. People would be shocked by it, yeah?
Yeah. I'm still shocked. I'm still shocked. Do you know what I'm going to say? But like, I understand why it's embarrassing. Do you ever have to buy condoms?
No.
You never bought condoms?
Never.
That's embarrassing.
Leave this with me on for a minute. Because the stuff that I...
Trying on clothes in a shop, I think, is embarrassing. Did your mom ever used to like put it on there and you're standing in the middle of the shop changing your t-shirt? She's like, no one's looking at you. Yeah. Man, I'm in the middle of bleeding pennies.
I'm notorious for doing that now at this big age. Yeah. I'll just take off my top in the middle of a shop and do that, and people will be like, just fucking dressing room, you cunt.
Right, let me do the next one for you.
Before we go into the question, can you look up something?
Sure.
The most expensive cities in the world.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Why? What's this about?
Just look her up there.
Here we go.
Remember, I was giving Tarnan stick that he's going away all the time. He got mad defensive. And he's actually going to be away now when this episode is out again, as only coming back 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And saying that he's going away all the time. What were you doing there the other day, Tony, when you rang me?
I was booking a holiday.
For when?
For where?
Christmas time, bro.
Christmas.
It's still. Am I allowed to have a holiday at Christmas on?
Yeah, it depends how long you're going for.
Still this year. So like, yeah, it'll be his fifth holiday of the year, right? And where were you booking, Terry?
Zurich was my first destination.
Right, right, hang on. Ooh. And then when I talked to El about, what was your second one?
New York.
And what's the most expensive cities in the world there, Owen? I just googled most expensive cities in the world. The top tier were New York.
Screenshot then.
No, Tim. Hong Kong is the top one. Then Singapore. Then Zurich. Then Geneva. Then Basel. Then Bern. Then New York. So if we're staying out of Switzerland and Asia, it's New York.
Right. So when he said Zurich, I goes, why would you do that? He goes, 10 days and travel all around. So out of the 8 of them that you listed there, many were in Switzerland?
4. Yeah. 4 of the top 6 most expensive cities in the world are in Switzerland.
Yeah, I heard it was there, but it was like, hell,
I'm going to do 10 nights in Zurich or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what? What would you even do on day 2? You'd be finished.
I was there a couple of months ago, and what it cost me, it's a nice place, but very expensive. We got a 15 minute taxi, something like that. It cost us 60 quid.
You were saying how much for the hamburger?
2 hamburgers was like 55 euro. And that was in like the lowest rated place around. Now, we didn't go. We just went to the place that was the closest to us. My board looked up on TripAdvisor. It was the lowest rated of the whole area. And just like 2 burgers, 55 quid.
Yeah, I got a meal in KFC. It was 23. I was only there for a night and I was glad of it. Nice place and all, but you couldn't afford it.
He's only there for a night and now the kids are not having Christmas this year.
Pretty much.
I wanted to go out for the Christmas. So I was just seeing an Instagram thing, bro. And I looked little. I was like, right, I'm going. I rang him and said it to him. I was in the middle of booking it. And you go, Zurich?
The flights are cheap, he says. I'm going to do 10 nights. I goes, that's going to cost you over 3
10
grand.
10 nights?
No, it won't. I was like, all right.
Gosh, I'm not making enough money in this podcast now.
It sounds like you're making too much.
It'd be cheaper to go to Dubai for 10 nights than go to Zurich for 10 nights.
I'm not into Dubai, though. It doesn't offer me.
Yeah, you'd be into it when you go to Zurich and you see the price of a coffee. Yeah.
Right, next question for you from Kyle. If you had to be handcuffed to someone for 48 hours, who would it be and why? And what would you do while being handcuffed? You know, anyone in the world here.
I know people who willingly handcuff people.
Yeah, the guardia rat.
Oh, you'll get... I'm going to catch him with a good one. You're going to have a nice serious guest on. I'm going to be like, yeah, Tarnan's going to the guardia Christmas party. You know, I'm going to be like,
you've done this.
I know, but it works every time.
I know.
When you get in the right moment, it works every time.
That's another common thing on every Christmas for the last 4 years in the podcast. He's going out the store, sleeping the Christmas party for 10 biscuits.
It works, though. It works. Look at Tyrone's going mad because I'm at the end of the nerve. Look. Super intense.
Handcuff to someone, Owen. Someone funny for definite. But somebody who can switch off. So not Willie Wee. Imagine you have your social batteries on the floor. And Will I Wee is still telling your stories, boys. You're like, Will I, we need to go.
He was in hell last week. And Darden Conway's head was wrecked, and that was like 5 minutes. And like Darden, I feel like Darden has a good tolerance of people. He's very polite. And he's just like, will you fuck off? He was like, oh. It's like, how did you break Darden Conway?
And Will I walks now, he's up at 6 a.m. I'm not getting up at 6 a.m. with you. And then not home till blade 10 o'clock in the night, and all doing stand up, and I'm on the stage with him pink. Not even involved in the show. Trying to explain to people, no.
Not me.
I'm handcuffed over the zinger.
Holding the hand up and I look.
Yeah, look.
Like a stags.
Yeah.
Do you ever see them boys on the stags?
Oh, someone nice, boys.
See, you can't even say you're bored. My head would be wrecked if I had to spend 48 consecutive hours.
Well, anyone is going to be bad on. Oh, Cal. Yeah. Anyone. 48 hours. Stuck to them. Sleep when they sleep. Wake when they wake. Eat when they gig when they gig. It's everything they do. Shower when they shower. Brush your teeth. Right, the list goes on now.
Why do you have to follow their schedule?
Yeah.
Why can't they follow yours?
Yeah. No, but I meant that and vice versa. If I'm brushing my teeth, he's coming with me.
In fairness, if you're handcuffed, you could like stand outside the shower, let them do their bits, and then swap.
I'm going to have a long old arm.
Well, they're going to have one arm out as well. That's a good plan, bro.
Or just shower together.
I think my plan was better.
Yeah. No, but I'm just giving all possibilities.
Wash each other's backs like?
Yeah.
Can you not come to a compromise and be like, look, it's 2 days, we're not having a fucking shower.
You've just taken all the worst parts.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick someone famous and Trent?
No. Not Trent.
Why not? Go to Liverpool training, go to a match. Play a match.
Me and right back. Me and Trent.
And him at centre back because he's handcuffed there.
Trent, he skipped past you. I have a 28-year-old man handcuffed me, I think. What do you mean? This red Irish cunt handcuffed himself to me over a zinger. I'm filled with hate, me own. I'd be the most hated man in Liverpool.
I'm surprised you didn't pick someone just to annoy them, Terry. You'd be like, imagine his head to be wrecked when I'm handcuffed to him.
That was the initial thing that came into my head. But yeah. I'm not sure I could annoy someone more than they could annoy me for 48 hours. Because I'm annoying until my social battery hits the floor. And then I'm like, I don't want to see anyone. I close the blinds and on the gaff when that happens. And then imagine someone is stuck to me.
There is no good answer to this question.
Pick an injured Liverpool player.
No.
Or someone who doesn't play. Kelleher. Me and Kelleher on the bench for the match.
Alisson pulls a hamstring to warm up your
bollocks. Two of us in the goal is all right, but
I feel like a manager or like a world leader, do you know, someone who doesn't actually have to, not that they don't do want, but someone who doesn't have to perform, like they don't actually have to, they'll just be present to do their job. Do you know what I mean?
Ceremonial role.
Yeah, that kind of buzz.
King Charles.
Someone less creepy, yeah.
Michael D. Higgins.
Nah, boys, I watched Michael D. Higgins on the Tommy Tiernan show. Fucking class, boys. What a bloke. What a bloke. I didn't know anything about him before that. I still don't know anything about my man. But I mean, it's like, he's a bit of crack and all, do you get me? Yeah. And he still has his wits about him and all. Boys, he'd be a little guest for the podcast, just putting it out there. So if anyone can get in touch with Michael D. Higgins for me, please do.
Someone drop a letter up to his gaff.
Yeah. I'll strap myself to him, man.
See,
that was Calvin's idea.
Oh, was it? I was wondering how he come up, actually.
Let Harry pick Michael D. Higgins.
Why don't you just strap yourself to Calvin's back? Get it over with.
Yeah. No. No. Imagine stuck with him for 48 hours, giving out and all. No.
You had to remind me when the electric picnic tickets went on sale. Yeah. There was the pre-sale code was going around. Mm-hmm. So my sister rang me. She goes, oh, did you get a pre-sale code? I was like, yeah, I have one there. We already use it. You might not be able to use it. There it is. She rings me back. Or if I send you my bank details, will you get me tickets? I was like, you're more than capable of buying tickets yourself. You buy tickets for everything else. Buy the tickets. She was like, oh, my internet's not working and this, that. And I was like, you're ringing me on WhatsApp. You're connected to the internet. Fuck off. Like, you can do it all yourself. You just don't want to do it. Mm. Or you don't want the possibility of being let down by tickets. You want to put that on someone else. Imagine me being like, code didn't work, couldn't get tickets, sold out, blah, blah, blah. She'd be like, he couldn't get me tickets. As opposed to, can't get to myself. So I snapped. I was like, fuck off. You can do it yourself. You have everything you need. You have a code, you have a link, you have the internet, you have the money in your bank account. Fuck off. And that's when I snapped, and that popped into my head then when he said that. That's why I have no tolerance of people.
It's just giving us a whole family dispute
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
He's like, just air the dirty wash of all the O'Briens.
Yeah.
Fuck them all.
And my brothers are already.
Yeah, they're the goats.
They your biggest. That, Jesse would be your final boss. Remember, yeah,
I thought that as well, like, actually.
I don't know anyone that gives him more abuse than my little brother.
I'm going to kill him, I am. When he's about 18, I'm going to bust him. I'm gonna,
when he's about 18, he'd fold you.
He's big, young floor.
If he keeps going the way he's going.
Yeah, he's big. I'm going to batter him when he's 18 now.
Stop threatening children.
Yeah, fair.
I'd stick that on the list.
Banned.
Banned.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fair one, yeah. Can't argue against that one, though.
Right, McGinty.
McGinty! It's a new ring.
He boy brilliant. He literally, he was shaking that.
McGinty's new ring.
He was holding it in.
Yeah.
Right, McGinty said...
What's his name again?
Argo.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually wanted to say, I was in the shop yesterday, but this is going to be out. So last week I was in the shop and this young fella must have been 13, 14. Come up to me as I was going up and buying something, he said...
Going up and buying credit.
Did you find out who McGinty was, yeah? And I said, yeah, I think we know. He goes, McGinty is definitely a producer own, bro. Just walked off. And the Monter extracts him. I was like, what a legend. I said, expect this in the next bonus episode. I said.
What's the funniest thing you've seen or have put in the wrong WhatsApp group?
Do you know why they be raging when you're in a WhatsApp group and you get there too slow and it comes up like, turn and delete this message. You're like, what was that? Fucking would love them to see that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, someone's at the fucking up. Especially when they don't reply immediately.
Yeah.
Because sometimes someone might say something like, I'll be there at 7. You'll be like, oh, you probably just put the wrong time before that. But when they don't say anything, then you're like, you are the fucking up big time.
I didn't even tell you about this, boys, because I was embarrassed. But I put a guest suggestion for a live show that I thought we nearly had booked in into the football group before, but deleted it. And the manager put in saying that. But we didn't get the guest anyways.
Who was it? So you, what did you put in?
You put something in about them and I put... It's confirmed or a question mark.
Yeah.
And I put it in, I deleted it instantly.
Yeah.
And Johnny put it in there saying, oh, he's saying that with all his emojis. But I remember getting a fright. I remember going, bollocks. Because I thought we had them as well. And it was like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
Strange one from Keith here. Would you rather...
Don't start. That was strange.
And he said, okay. Oh. Keith. He said, oh, yeah, as well. Oh.
Strange one from Keith here.
Right. Would you rather brush your teeth with a bagel for a fortnight or eat a bagel covered in toothpaste twice a day for a month?
I'm not eating toothpaste though.
Right, well then you're brushing your teeth with the bagel for a fortnight. 14 days, 14 nights brushing it with the bagel.
How are you even brushing your teeth with a bagel now? Can you give me a description on how that works?
You're putting toothpaste on it.
Does it not just fall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you'd expect. There's no
technique.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm brushing my teeth with the bagel, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not
some
eating.
Some bad breath after 2 weeks?
Oh, I reckon you'd get a certain...
That's 2 weeks without brushing your teeth.
No, you get a certain length of the way there. No, yeah. Brush, like you...
With a bagel.
It doesn't say the amount of toothpaste you can put in the bagel.
You put the toothpaste on it and then like stick it up into your teeth and brush it across. Do you know like that?
Yeah, so, your teeth mightn't be the cleanest, but your breath will be alright.
It's better than zero.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're better than not completely brushing your teeth. No, it's not ideal. Come here, like, I wouldn't be going to the dentist.
Come here, we'd rather just brush them with a toothbrush.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going to the dentist and be like, what do you mean my teeth are in bits? I might have been brushing them every day with a bagel. But I'd take that over fucking, what, twice a day for a month?
How did Keith come up with that?
Strange fella. Strange name. Keith is a mad name, isn't it? Keith. Keith, brush your teeth. How about that?
So you're both brushing your teeth with the bagel?
With the bagel, bro. Giving her a good bash.
Bagel,
a bit of toothpaste for the sake of personal hygiene.
No? Oh, bro. Your stomach, the ass hitting your stomach.
Twice a day as well, Alan. Do you ever swallow toothpaste?
Yeah.
You do be in bits.
Doesn't it feel like ass? Am I wrong in saying that?
No, it
like
does feel like it, yeah.
Spicy, like. It's, yeah,
it's like swallowing pins.
Yeah.
It's like sparkling water.
Right, next one. Another strange one from Bobby.
Yup, Bobby.
I don't think you're allowed to give a description anymore. You're not allowed to put an adjective
in
there.
Okay.
We're banning you describing the questions. How about that?
No. Hang on. Yeah. It's about an animal.
This is?
I can't read this one.
Give us it anyways, and we won't answer it.
Okay. You're going to be relieved that you haven't answered this. If there was a knock at the door in the morning.
And it's a cow and he wanted a cup of tea. Sure up, Bobby.
You're not a million miles away.
Sorry. All right.
And you went down to the front door to find someone had delivered you a giraffe. But for some reason, you can't give this giraffe away or get rid of it in any way. What are you going to do with it?
Keep it, obviously. Imagine me pulling up outside Marconi House on a giraffe.
How are you going to train the giraffe to not throw you off the back? A giraffe sloped anyway. It must be very hard to ride a giraffe.
Ah, sure. You
get a saddle on a giraffe.
Oh, it grew up on
a giraffe is just a horse with a long neck.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it. Yeah.
They're totally different shape.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, giraffes like more of a triangle. Like,
take the neck away.
You take the neck away, you're kind of missing the point of the giraffe.
No, what I'm saying, look at it aesthetically. Take the neck of a horse and a giraffe away, yeah? And then the legs are longer. Surely it's a horse. No, Terry?
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah.
No, I won't.
I'm pulling up outside my county house on a giraffe, bro. What else are you doing? You're not, and anyways, we're battling an animal talk.
You can't get rid of it and you can't give it away. You have to keep it. Putting it out the back. You'd be brushing your teeth in the morning saying hello to the giraffe.
With a bagel.
Do you ever see that place in Africa? You can get the hotel room and the balcony doors open and the giraffes come in the morning. Do you ever see it?
Do you know what my worst fear is, Owen?
Go on.
No, it's not my worst fear.
No, I was literally about to say it's not your worst fear because you have about 7 worst fears.
Yeah.
No, but I have a bad fear of people listening to this podcast for the first time. And like one of the first things that they ever heard is like, would you rather brush your teeth for a bagel? And then being like, do people really listen to the show? I'm like, no, there's more to us, I swear. You know, there's people that have listened for the first time and heard something like that. You know what I mean? And they're like, is this it? I'm like, listen, Deirdre, we're all right.
Speaking of questions about things you're scared of.
Ah, here we go.
Colette wants to know.
Colette's a bad name.
Yeah,
as well.
Colette's a tough one.
Colette has a question for both of you. So, Terry, your one. Coosie has been brought to Texas. And in order for you to bring her back,
she
you have
can
to spend,
fucking stay there.
Well, that's the question. You have to spend 48 hours in Texas going out and about, so you can't hide. That's the only way. 48
hours
Coosie
handcuffed
back.
The bird you're hearing in Texas.
she has to stay. And it's hard for me to even say that, because there's nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for that dog tonight. Nothing except for go to Texas. Owen, I promise you, hand on my heart, I'm not joking when I say it, I literally couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. She has to stay. Now that's going to make me seem like a... Remember if I got a birthday once? And like the whole...
Forgot a birthday once. It was our only birthday.
Yeah. You know, we had people like texting me like a couple of weeks ago. I've been like, I hope you threw her that party and all. Was it good and all? And I was like, relaxed. You know, it's only a jack-off. Or,
you have 100% misery.
Like, it's annoying because I'm on the podcast. I'm like, I love that dog, blah, blah, blah. Can't wait to see. I actually can't wait to see my dog. Do you get me? And they're like, yeah, we'll just step into a country for 2 days. I'm like, you don't care. Do you get me? I'm not going to Texas for it.
Okay. Calvin.
Owen kind of rolled his eyes there. He was like, that was long winded. Get over it.
It's a jackal and it's a stay.
Yeah. Calvin, Colette wants to know, your driving license has been taken off you. And the only way you can get it back is by going on holidays for 4 days, but you can only wear GAA jerseys for the whole trip, including your airport outfits. Are you doing it?
That's a fucking great question.
That is a good question.
That's a fucking great question.
Why couldn't someone in his family get kidnapped?
Where would this end up?
I think my hatred for GAA jerseys is probably more than your love for QC.
Hey, bro, be careful over there.
That's big.
It's close. No, but it's not.
Oh,
what if Bruno got kidnapped? The only way to get him back was wearing a jersey. Every day.
Imagine the peace. Now, me and Bruno are getting on lately. Me and Bruno are mates. We are. We get on great. We do, honestly. We do. Do you know what I say to people? When I moved into the apartment, I moved so Harper could have her own bedroom. And now I bought this gaff so Bruno could have a back garden. That's how much that dog means to me. He's me.
There you go.
I don't think he realises this.
Well, would you wear a GAA jersey for him?
That wasn't the question.
That is the question now.
No, we'll go back to the original question. 4 days and the airport, there must be a GAA jersey, for fuck's sake. Can I pick the GAA jersey?
And especially at the being
saying
on the
Colette's from Tip, so you're wearing all Tip jerseys.
Do Tip have four jerseys?
Over the years, you'd find four different Tip
jerseys. Four blue and yellow jerseys. I know the Tip colours.
The away one's white.
Yeah, but every GAA away jersey's white. Every county has a white jersey.
Fair point.
And they're all O'Neill's. They're only the most unoriginal ones. But you know what one's not bad? The Kerry one's not bad.
Yep.
I think
what's
Kerry,
that?
It's green with the yellow in the middle of it. But like, they make it a darker green now.
The blue colour of it.
No.
Who wears the white with the purple? There's a white jersey and it has purple on it. Colours. I think it's up the north.
It's definitely an away jersey.
I've seen that jersey before and I went to tell you what. You us boys have it.
Well, stop letting them off the hook. Sorry. Are you doing it or not?
For me, licence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine people in the airport recording them and all. Even the GAA jerseys.
I might out tell people I need a family license.
No.
She also says, P.S. Deep Blue Sea is a great film.
Love her.
No, let's talk about it.
Yeah, right. But I love Clay.
Yep.
Yup, Clay. McGinty.
I want to. Colette McGinty. I want to look up now the best GAA jerseys.
See, it's one up the north. Someone's going to send in a message now and say, that's fucking ours, you, you pricks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, that's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send you all your questions and all to Talking Bollocks at GoLoud now.
And your guard jerseys.
.com. Yeah, whoever wears the white and purple guard jersey, send it to us. Take us out, Owen. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app. What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up in. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The Hypnoka. Come down.